We adopted the annual report this month. We had an extension by the State Minister to allow time to finalise the audited financial reports. Some of the projects that were completed during the year were the $40 million repair of the Black Mountain Road landslide, which was the biggest landslide in Sunshine Coast history and possibly Queensland's history. The $40 million price tag is often the cost of our entire capital works program. We couldn't have done that work without funding from the Queensland Reconstruction Authority. Noosa Spit Dog Beach was also restored, and we had a new 20-year vision for the Noosaville foreshore plan, which allows us to start applying for grant funding to upgrade the infrastructure there. And there was also significant investments in roads, bridges, pathways. There was over $45 million in capital works, $145 million in repairs to hinterland communities from this disaster recovery funding, and that includes the $40 million for Black Mountain Road, $6.4 million spent on improving parks, community facilities and sports grounds. Other key projects were stage two of the Ed Webb Park Sunshine Beach, New Pridgeon Beach Skate Park, upgrades to Noosaville's Pirate Playground, better lighting at Sel Bonnell Oval at the Croy Sports Complex. We also endorsed revised planning scheme amendments last year to increase housing choice, support worker accommodation and help meet state-imposed dwelling targets. Doing this work helps ensure that Noosa can retain autonomy over its own planning regulation. But it was a big year, and got to hand it to our hard-working staff who deliver these projects on behalf of council.